Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 12th, 2019. Today is Tuesday in the first week of Lent. This is a reading from John chapter 2, verses 13 and following. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So all four Gospels record the story of Jesus driving out the money changers from the temple. The difference in the Gospel of John is that John's Gospel has this story taking place at the very beginning of Jesus' public ministry. It happens in John's Gospel immediately after the turning the water into wine. So this action at the beginning of Jesus' ministry sets the stage for his sort of prophetic conflict with the religious leadership, which will unfold over the course of the Gospel of John. When the Synoptic Gospels tell the story, they have Jesus clearing the temple in Holy Week, literally the day after his triumphal entry into Jerusalem just before his crucifixion. And so by telling the story in that part of the narrative, the story functions as really giving a reason why the religious leadership wanted to do away with Jesus, because he's literally upset the order of things in his entry into Jerusalem and this prophetic action of cleansing the temple. Well, it really doesn't matter much where we put the story. The important thing is that the story says something about Jesus and Jesus' sort of ministry as a prophet, his call, if you will, to the religious leadership to return to the fundamentals of worshiping God. It also says something about what was happening in the temple precincts. The money changers, the sacrifice sellers, they weren't actually in the worship spot in the temple. They were actually in an outer courtyard. But they had set up all of these businesses, selling sacrificial animals, changing money, meaning a currency exchange so that people could get the temple money that they needed to buy the sacrificial animals. And of course, everybody's making a profit off of this. And in some ways, Jesus is reacting to, well, if everybody's making money off of the worship of God, is God being worshiped or is the money being worshiped? And who's taking advantage of the least of these, the poor who could barely afford 2 pence to rub together, and now they're having to pay these inflated charges so they can get a dove or two to sacrifice on the altar? Well, in John's telling, there's a quotation, and that's what has really struck me today as I've been meditating on this passage of Scripture. After Jesus has cleared the temple in John's Gospel, the writers say that the writer of the Gospel says that his disciples remembered the scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." And that's a quotation from Psalm 69 and verse 9. And they saw, the disciples in Jesus' actions, saw a passion, a fire, if you will, a desire for the right worship of God, a reverence for God's house. They saw something in that moment of Jesus overturning the tables and disrupting business as usual. They see in that a love and a fire for God. That's what's captured my imagination today. And it's not just been about looking back and thinking about Jesus doing this really dangerous and prophetic act. But I've been thinking about my own zeal. Has the zeal for the Lord's house consumed me? Or has, in some ways, going to church, leading worship, being a part of the people of God, has that just become routine? Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with church attendance and worship being a regular part of one's routine spiritual life. What I'm thinking about for me, though, is has it ceased to be an event that I really think about? I really begin to reflect on how I am in the presence of the holiness of God. Sometimes I think about in our worship space, have we become so familiar with it that it no longer sort of inspires in us a sense of awe and wonder? I don't have any answers for any of that, but as I've thought about Jesus' zeal for the temple, I have been praying today that I would find a new fire and a new zeal for the worship of God. And seems like there's no better time to be thinking about those kinds of things than here at the very beginning of Lent. So I would invite you to reflect on your own experience of worship. Wherever you're worshiping God, wherever your house of worship is, the space has been set aside to do some holy business, to do life-changing, soul-changing work, the work of the worship of God. My prayer is that we never take it for granted. My prayer is that it never becomes ho-hum. My prayer is that maybe we will all be infused this Lenten season with a little more zeal, a little more fire, a little more passion for the worship of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weakness of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.